What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Pentown's Finest Podcast. If you didn't know, I'm the host, Dante, and welcome back. Basically, this episode is going to be about Rode just laying out some new products out there. They was at the, forgot the name of that conference, the B something conference, and they were showcasing all their new products. And one of the main ones I want to talk about today is the Rodecaster Duo. Okay. First and foremost, I like the fact that it's a little compact one that I would definitely be taking on the road if I don't need more than two microphones, right? So I'm definitely into that. One of the reasons, it's like a compact size Rodecaster Pro 2. And depending on who you are, you know, some people like the old version. Some people like the new one because you can hook it up to a Visa mount. I like the second one because I ain't got to put no FET heads, I ain't got to use what's that other one? The blue one, cloud lifters, right? So I ain't got to use none of those no more. So I'm like, cool. I like those because they got to be very annoying because you had like with the rope, with the cloud lifter, you need two XLR cables. That was annoying. So I got the FET head ones. Then you had to, like, depending on who you are, you know, some people stuck them right outside the unit and it worked just fine. But there was something else extra you had to use with these. You don't even need that. Just plug in the microphone, adjust your settings and your gains, and you straight like that. So now this Duo is similar to that, right? It's basically, like I said, a compact size Rodecaster Pro 2. You don't get four inputs, you get two. I'm cool with that. Smaller size, I'm feeling that. Six sound pads, I'm cool with that. One of the reasons why I like this one a little bit more than the Rodecaster Pro 2 is very simple. It's the fact that it has a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack in front. Yeah, it's not the quarter inch one, which is disappointing, but that's fine. One of the reasons why I wouldn't say I hate, that's a strong word to use for something that's excellent as far as using it, what I use it for. But one of the annoying things when I use headphones, I have to plug the cable in through the back and it wraps around, it's all in my way. With the front headphone jack, it's in, like, it just sits there, comes off the table, and like it's right there where my head is at and everything. And it's a better placement. I prefer that one over the behind the back, especially if I'm doing everything, if I'm producing the show, checking levels, doing all that stuff, and I got a headphone cord hanging all the way over. Now people can say, why not get a longer cord? And I ain't doing all that. If I got headphones that's got the cable already plugged in, I'm not buying no extender to extend it. Like, just give me a headphone jack in the front. That's simple. Because with these headphones, these are the Sennheiser headphones. I could just screw the quarter inch off and just plug it right into the front. That's one of the reasons why I'm feeling it. And I'm going to start streaming soon. And that big old bulky Rodecaster Pro 2 or 1, no matter, depending on which one you want to go with, for me, it takes up a lot of table space. Now, if I get the more compact one and go with, you know, streaming with that, because it's basically the same thing, more table space to work with. Because, you know, that's one of the issues that I have. I'm like right now, my setup is a Rodecaster Pro 2 with a boom arm with a high OPR 40. And I'm using my Razer 15-inch gaming laptop. You know, it's all black. Oh, I like sexy all black. I'm sorry. And it got that MacBook design. Let's just say what it is. It's a ripoff of it. But it works perfectly. It's all black. Yes, it's coated. It's coated aluminum. So any little scratch and dinks, you can see the fact that the paint comes off like that. But I ain't really got much table space afterwards, you know. And when you want to stream, my thing has always been I want less stuff out of the way when it comes to that. So if I had my little Rodecaster Duo off to the side, my laptop off to the side, and I got the microphone. I ain't got too much in my way. So, still up in the air about using a boom arm or a table stand type microphone setup for that. You know, I'm going to look at some other streaming setups and just see what's going to work best for me when the time is right. But they also announced, you know, a new USB microphone. I don't need no more microphones, and I don't really like USB because, you know, I just don't. I always think you get better quality out of XLR microphones. Not to say USB microphones aren't good, but I just prefer XLR microphones because some of the things I'm going to hook my microphones up to is recorders. So I don't want to use a USB plugged in the computer and something can happen and that type of thing. So they also came out with a new wireless microphone. I'm not sure if I want to invest in that yet, you know, because all my videos is pretty much done in a way where I have a microphone off to the top. I don't really shoot outdoor mics, outdoor videos where I don't do vlogs and nothing like that and use those type of microphones. Or, and like I said, if I do an interview style, I want to set it up like a professional style. Like you're sitting out on a ledge or something like that, got the microphone close by, kind of pick up what y'all saying without too much interference from the elements and things like that. I want that. Now, in some cases, the wireless mics with lavalier mics work great in those situations. So I'm just up in the air. Still, I don't know if I need to invest in that yet, but maybe if I see some videos that convince me, I'll probably lean more into that. And that's the interesting thing about, you know, learning new microphones, new techniques, all these other things where it comes to, like, if it's progressing, you know, your filming business in any way. I kind of like exploring new options and just, you know, getting better when it comes to knowing what to use in what situation. So I always think that's always a great thing. Like I always say, a great problem to have is always having so many options so you can tackle a problem with no problem. That's always been my way of thinking about things. Because the new wireless mics are called Wireless Me. They're a lot smaller than the wireless go-to. And that's why I was kind of like up in the air. And I see they come with this cool charging case. And I see how they was using them. Like they had this, like an iPhone, had the microphone on the back. Well, the receiver on the back. And the other person had the microphone on the other end. And they clip it on. Don't like that look. I always feel like it's a distraction. That's always been my thing with like certain setups and certain layouts where people use wireless mics, but they be in the shot. I kind of like the lavalier mic. You can kind of hook onto a collar or something like that. It's kind of out of the way. You can see it, but you're really not paying attention to it. But when it's clipped onto like a shirt or a jacket, you see it. And it's kind of like, it's like an eyesore to me. So that's always been like a slight I don't like about them. Because the actual Rode video, the guy who's talking, who works for Rode, he has a black shirt on and he has the lavalier mic and it blends in nicely. So you're just looking at his face, you don't really even notice the microphone. But if you looking for it, you can see it. But it's so cool, it blends in with his shirt. And that's kind of like always been my thing. You kind of want your face to be the prime factor when it comes to a video. You know, you always want that to be the focus. What's your face and what you're saying that people can relate to when it comes to whatever you're talking about? I always feel like that's the, like they say, that's the money shot, right? I always feel like when I see certain people layouts where they have a microphone in the shot, but it's kind of out of the way. Like right now, this microphone I'm using on this boom arm is in the way, in my opinion. I don't like when a boom arm is in the shot. Now, I've seen these table boom arms where they're low and the microphone comes up right under under like the face. So you still got the money shot, but the microphone's low enough where you can, it isn't much of a distraction. So that's always been my thing when it comes to like doing a video on the microphones. And I always been like, yeah, like that's why I like when people use the low microphones, or sometimes their boom arm is out of the frame, but it's kind of cut in a way where the microphone comes up right under your face, so you don't really see the boom arm. So depending on people's layouts, that's always been like my gripe when it comes to those things. And one of these things now I see with this Rode, these wireless microphones receivers, you can connect them to the Rodecaster Pro 2 and probably the Duo when it comes out. All you got to do is go into the settings, Bluetooth pair, and it connects. I want to see how that actually holds up when it comes to like recording or interview or anything along those lines when you're doing a podcast. So I'm real curious about how that actually holds up and go from there. So and like for me, I'm real interested in the Duo because I don't need that much for me. Like when I record, I like to record sometimes on the Zoom H6. I just like that little recorder's out the way. But the Duo gives me these options that I want without taking up too much space. Yeah, it comes with two microphone outputs, two headphone outputs, things along those lines. And for me, like I said, I want to get in the stream, but I don't want that big. Like, I don't have big tables to kind of have all this extra space. More compact things on my table while I can get to do these things makes it work better for me. Now, some people got these sit-stand desks. They got a lot of, you know, real estate as far as table space to work with. So for me, that's why I like the Duo, because it's a lot smaller, compact. Can put my laptop over to the side, put the Duo to the side, have a microphone and talk about whatever I'm going to talk about, Q&A, whatever. I still got table real estate to work with, because like for me, I don't want to invest in a sit-stand table in the household with kids around that may run into it, knock something over, and that's things like that. That's why I want to get like a studio space for that. And they also talk about a streaming device called the Streamer X. And this is interesting. Now, I've invested in the Blackmagic. Let me see what this is called. I'm sorry. The A10 Mini. Slipped my mind as far as the name. It gives you four outputs and all these other, you know, functions with it. Right now, this one does not record to an external hard drive. So this is basically the basic version of it. This is just me and four outputs that I can put on, and just I can't monitor either. Like with the Pro, you get you have the ability to have a monitor off of the display and see all your outputs on one display. Record externally to a hard drive and see everything right on the screen, so you can kind of monitor it. So if you got a producer, he can look off to the screen and see everything, and it goes from there. And that's perfect. I should have invested in that, but I just got the basic one to start with. So, because I didn't know if I really was going to be doing it that often. So, Rode's streaming device is called the Streamer X. Captures up to 4K. And with this, it has, you know, four sound pads. You can switch between them. Headphone output, phantom power. But only, it looks like only one camera output. Because I see the HDMI in and out. Yeah. It has two USB-C outputs. So it's interesting. Okay. So when I look at the back of this, it's like a ultra mini or size like Rodecaster that just does video. Okay, so you have a headphone jack and a microphone headphone jack. So if you got like one of those headsets that have the microphone on, you could use that. It's the gaming thing. It has the one microphone input, TSR output. Has two HDMIs, one in, one through. Kensington lock and two USB-C connectors. And you got one for the power. Okay, so you got one that's just strictly for the power. You got two as far as like connectors. So if you want to connect it to your laptop or another device, you can. You can hook it up to two things at once. So that's a great. Curious about the pricing. Now, I've seen the price for the Rodecaster Duo is at $500. I think that's a solid price for that. For what you get, like I said, you can plug in a Shure SM7B and be straight. You ain't got to worry about any extra, you know, cloud lifters, fed his, any of that. So that's great when it comes to, you know, plug and play. Now, the streamer, I didn't see a price, but let me see if I can find one. Let me look one up real quick. Let me see. It's called the Rode Streamer X. Rode X Streamer X. Okay, yeah, you can call it that. $399. Coming soon. Expected availability is June 30th. That's crazy. This is B&H website, by the way. $400? And you only get one output? And I think the A10 Mini Pro is like $399? No. It's $300 now because the basic one is like $200. Say like $100 cheaper. But you get four outputs with that, and you get the, you can display. All right, let's see what it says here. Let's look into the specs and go from there. Okay. Flexible I/O. Despite its compact size, the Streamer X sports just one right amount of connections to facilitate most live streams applications. An XLR 1.4. One-fourth combo jack with a Revolution preamps and selectable phantom power. Headphone jack, 3.5mm headphone jack, HDMI output through for streaming and passing through high-quality 4K video. Now, that's great in some cases. In most cases, you're going to stream in 1080p. Now, you can stream in 4K. It's going to take up a lot of bandwidth, and you need a lot of bandwidth for that. So, it's going to give you, you know, some options when it comes to that. What else do we have? Two USB-Cs for dual computer setup. Now, that's cool. Now, if you got, like, a main setup where you got your desktop or whatever, and then you got a laptop off to the side that you want to stream from or something like that. So, that gives you options. And, you know, you got the power. It says a third USB-C connection for conventional bus power. Okay. So, it's $399 for that and $499 for the Duo. Now, a lot of people use the Rodecaster Pros for streaming, gaming, all that stuff. So, it gives you a lot of options overall when it comes to selections of what you want and what you need for what you're trying to do. My only gripe with this and what this one is, like I said, it's only one HDMI output. Like if you have multiple cameras that have multiple camera angles, like say if you have, you're doing a live podcast type thing, you got multiple camera angles with multiple people in them. You know what I'm saying? So right now, this is just Rode's first entry into this. So, you know, this is the first one. Now, the next one will probably have multiple camera outputs. So, this is just the first one to see how well it does, how it sells, and then go from there, do some research, development, then make a multi-channel streaming device. But my thing is this. This one's $399. Yeah, you got the sound pad. You can switch between it. That's cool. Which is still interesting. Because this has a one camera output microphone, four sound pads, right? Now, this is the streaming device, right? So basically, you can put sounds on this probably. Hold on, let me see. Is there an SD card slot in here? It doesn't look like it, so let me see what they say about the sound pads. Okay. Multicolor customizable smart pads allow you to trigger sounds and vocal effects in real time. And you can switch through multiple banks of sounds via the arrow buttons at the bottom. You can active and deactive audio or video content directly with the two dedicated front panel buttons. Right, so they're sound pads, right? So basically, it's like I said, it's like a really, really compact Rodecaster in some aspects with video output so you can stream through it. But if you got this in a Rodecaster Pro, do you really need the sound pads on there? You get what I'm saying? So it's one of those type of situations where it leaves you like, I see what y'all was doing, but I really want to see somebody use it who streams quite often so you can see what this device is capable of. Reading fine print is fine, but actually real-time usage has always been my thing. You find out so much more when it comes to device when you have to go through and go in there and figure out, does it work the way it's advertised? That's just me. So, yeah, tiny footprint, true potential. Let's see. Any accessories? Your headphone, XLR. Yeah, basic stuff, see? But see how they show that if you, well, you can't see. They're showcasing the Shure SM7B. See? That's like the go-to. And what else we got? What's this? Yeah, well, that's the Rode X Streamer X. That's an interesting name they got there. Yeah, that's the only thing I can say. They actually have like a timetable when it's supposed to be released. Because like Amazon doesn't have nothing. Like I go on their website, there's no coming soon. Hold on, let me, before I say that, it can change. So let me see. Let's see. Rodecaster Duo. Yeah, see, it don't even show you on Amazon yet. They just show you the Rodecaster Pro 2 with, you know, headphones, SD card, whatever. Nothing on it. So, yeah. Which is interesting that B&H is showcasing it and has a timetable. Like, for the Duo, they saying expected availability July 19th. Sheesh. What's the day? May 4th? So, basically 2.5 months availability. That could change by next month or by the end of this month. So, that's up in the air. But they kind of have an idea, which is interesting that Amazon doesn't have anything like that, but they do. Yeah, but you can pre-order it now. I'll wait because last time when I first got my Rodecaster Pro 2, it came with the screen detached. Like, it wasn't even connected. So, like, I had to go to the store, get a refund, and had to send me another one. Yeah, so I might. I'm wait. I'm going to let that first batch go out first and then get that second batch. Hopefully, I won't have no issues like the prior. I think last time, it was crazy. Like, I was like, all right, cool. Boom. I hit the power button, screen. I thought maybe it just wasn't snapped in. Nah, that bad boy was broke. So I had to take it back to the store and everything. Oh, man. So, you know, that's pretty much, you know, what Rode is talking about. Like I said, the wireless mics, I'm still up in the air about. Like, I'm not too sure about, you know, if I need those quite yet. Oh, sorry about that. So, let's see. What else? Did I miss anything? Let me see, just in case. Yeah, I mentioned the USB mic, but I told you I'm not really interested in it at all. And they came out with a backpack that can fit all your stuff in there. I'm not interested in that either. But if you are, you have an option to get a backpack that can cover, let's see, 2 boom arms, a Rodecaster Pro 2, 2 pod mics, XLR cables, and other things, and a laptop. It's not bad. I mean, if you need all that, if you want to be portable as far as your podcasting studio, I get it. And, like, would you put it in, like, a carrying case or a book bag? It's up to you. It all depends on the person. But, you know, you have that option. Well, hope you enjoy my little information episode about the new Rode line products that's coming out. No official dates, but, you know, some prices, things to look forward to if you're interested in certain things. Like I said, the Duo is my thing because of the fact that I can use it to put a 3.5 headphone jack in the front, which I prefer in the first place. That's why I was a little disappointed, because the first one had it, right? Great. I loved it. Then the second one comes out and didn't have it, which I didn't understand why they did that. But I guess the way it's laid out, it doesn't have space for it, but it's look, I'm trying to justify it. I'm not putting it in there, and I can't. But I want to thank you guys for checking out this episode. Hope you enjoy. Until next time, see you then.